it was an unexpected outpouring of community support. Former members of the military and strangers turned out in Lawrence yesterday for the funeral of a World War II veteran. Before the story of James McHugh hit social media, no one was expected to attend the graveside service of this man without a family, but a military honor guard. WBUR's Jerome Campbell reports it didn't turn out that way.
Nearly 400 people flocked to Bellevue Cemetery for James McHugh's funeral. The World War II veteran had no living family members, so several veteran advocates put a call out and people responded. Calvin Perry came with other members of his American Legion group.
Just another guy down, and we're running out of War II veterans, and this is one that landed at Normandy and has 5 battle stars. It's a worthy day to show up and honor him.
The closest person to McHugh at the funeral was Doris Savigny. The 91-year-old woman had lived below him in an apartment complex for over 20 years, until McHugh moved into a nursing home a few years ago. Savigny's niece, Diane Brown, said her aunt missed him so much.
And we would take her to visit him all the time. She took sick 3 weeks ago, and we said, where do you want to go?
Because
she said, I want to be with Jim.
Doris Savigny clutched an arm of her wheelchair through the ceremony. She gave a short cry when military officers gave her the flag from the top of McHugh's casket.
Please accept this flag as a symbol of our appreciation for your friend's honorable and faithful service.
Thank you so much.
God bless America, land that I love.
Ready? Aim.
Many of the servicemen in attendance called McHugh an American hero, a man who fought in 5 major battles, including the D-Day invasion. Several expressed concerns that they, too, would be forgotten.
Every time I go to one of these, I'm standing there with a rifle and watching the service. I do wonder that when my time comes, is there going to be anybody around to do it?
That's Peter Tuttle, a Marine Corps veteran who served on the Rifle Guard for McHugh's service. He said most veterans had served in wars from decades ago. Now there are so few, it's a struggle to find people to carry out military funerals.
People are getting too old to do it. You know, it's hard. You know, it's hard to get young people in, but we're holding our own so far.
After the service, Army veteran David Webster stayed to pay respects to his 2 uncles buried in the same cemetery. He made a point to say that there are thousands who never returned from foreign battlefields.
So many here just were not able to come back home. You know, they put their lives on the line, and, you know, their families pay the price for that.
Before leaving, Webster said he hoped people remembered the sacrifices veterans make. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.